Welcome to my podcast, Stunning Destinations. I'm your host, Sheila Kilpack with Grandmaster Travel, an independent cruise planner travel advisor and an American Express travel representative. We have created this podcast to answer the most common questions about travel. I will discuss vacation destinations, travel gear, and anything related to travel and tourism. We use our knowledge and expertise to provide you with the best advice. On occasion, we will bring in industry experts to help clarify in the simplest terms the answers to your travel questions. Our goal here is to help enhance your travel experience and to reduce any stress before planning your next trip. In this podcast, I am going to go over a question I always get. What is it that a travel advisor does? Before we start, I would like to direct you to my sponsor's website, www.grandmastertravel.com. Grandmaster Travel is a full-service travel agency and provides travel-related services from booking to managing your next vacation. Booking your next vacation does not have to be difficult or complicated. Contact the agents at Cruise Planners Grandmaster Travel, LLC, for your next vacation, and when looking for service excellence, we are passionate about travel. So, you're wanting to book a vacation. You go online and book a rental car, a hotel, or a cruise, and after that, you feel good about your purchase. Was it easy booking that trip, or was it a lot of work? The likely scenario is that you probably Googled a resort and read some reviews online and maybe got a few recommendations from people on Facebook or friends. As you know, you cannot solely rely on pictures or reviews online because how do you know? They are what they say they are. How do you know if you made a good purchase? Do you understand the terms and conditions of the reservation? Perhaps you are thinking everything is okay with the booking. How bad could it be? Then later, you're thinking to yourself, after all that work, did I save any money or did I make the right decision? You know, there are dedicated, experienced people that can help you with booking and managing your vacation. It is possible to contact someone that knows what he or she is doing and can take care of it for you. Yes, there is such a person. It is a travel advisor. In this podcast, I will discuss what travel advisors do and how he or she helps you in booking your next vacation. They can manage the entire trip and probably save you what is more important to you, which is frustration, time, and money. The best part of all, you can hire them for little money or for free. Yes, you heard that right, free. This is a question I am trying to answer in this podcast because I get this question all the time. So what do travel advisors do? In what way can they help with booking, managing, and saving me money? You say to yourself, I don't have a lot of money. I cannot afford to hire a person to manage my vacation. This is the biggest misconception about travel advisors, because people don't really know how to use them or know what they do. Travel advisors' history shows an interesting journey after the long decline of travel agencies resulting from the deregulation of the transportation industry in the 80s and the invention of the internet in the 90s. But travel agencies are making a big comeback. With everyone being able to search for vacations online, the complexity of the options and choices of travel can be overwhelming for anybody. There is so much information online. If you try booking a vacation today, you know what I am talking about. You don't really know if what you read or see online is an exaggerated advertisement or the real thing. You go online and see so many options with amazing pictures and videos with too good to be true offers. The issue is that you just don't know. Let's talk about the type of people who are attracted to this profession. To be a travel advisor, you must be a special type of person. The most important trait is to have passion for travel. Next, it is also important to clarify the differences between travel advisors and travel providers. Travel advisors operate independently, and they operate similarly to freelancers or independent contractors. Travel providers, on the other hand, are, like the name implies, actual suppliers of travel. For example, the cruise line, hotel or resort, airline, etc. The travel advisor uses the products or services and sells the airline seats, cruise cabins, or reservations for an all-inclusive resort of the travel providers. Advisors have access and can sell any of the available inventory of not just a particular supplier, but all the suppliers. You can see, travel advisors can offer you a larger number of choices, something that a single traveler will take a large amount of time to research. If you have the time, and on average, a person spends 20 hours researching for their vacation, then sure, go for it. So, when you look for a travel advisor, people generally look for a trusted and honest person to manage their travel affairs. It is important that a travel advisor has a good reputation and is responsive. They must offer superb customer service and have no issues with clients. Some travel advisors create their travel agencies through franchises or affiliate themselves to industry giants like American Express Travel, just to name one. These organizations have a good reputation with customers, and the association can help travelers feel at ease when choosing a travel advisor. Besides, travel advisors do not want to have a bad reputation because the business will suffer greatly. They depend on good reviews, recommendations, and word-of-mouth referrals. I am going to go over another scenario. Let's consider this, that you want to take a cruise. This is your first trip, and you don't know what to do. You think to yourself, how hard can it be? First thing you do is go online, maybe Expedia or cruise.com, maybe go into the cruise line website. There are numerous online sites showing all kinds of pricing to attract you to book with them. Yes, that is absolutely fine, as there is nothing wrong with a little advertising to get you to buy travel using their website. The only problem with that is many of these websites use somewhat deceptive advertising techniques. They show you a very low price to tempt you to continue with the booking process. The reality is that they start with the lowest price per person on the ship without any taxes and fees, and it's just the cruise fare. If you want the total cost, you need to add all the passengers, taxes and fees, the cabin type, excursions, gratuities, maybe a drink package, and many other things. Then you will end up with a real big price and not even close to what you were thinking about spending. The issue here is that no matter what you do, you are on your own. How do you know if you are getting a good deal? People have many choices to book travel. They can book cruises directly with a cruise line or book a trip to a destination like Ireland by calling the travel provider directly. The person answering the call works for that company. That person's objective is to sell you their product, even though this product may not be ideal for you and your needs. Plus, they may receive bonuses by selling you extra excursions, other services like drink packages, insurance, etc. Online services like Expedia and Travelocity and others can offer you a great deal of products in one place, and you may have a lot of selections. But you may not have someone to help you decide which one is best for your travels. If you try to call any of these online companies, you may get a nice person to assist you, but if you need to call them again for a follow-up, you will discover that you would have a different person to talk to, who perhaps may not be as helpful, nor do they know you and what type of experience you are looking for with your vacation. Many corporations also offer travel-related services. For example, USAA and Costco. They offer these services as perks to their members as part of joining in their membership. Again, in these cases, the same applies. It is hard to get hold of the same person, and you may have to explain your entire situation multiple times. Plus, they may be restricted to assist you further because they are not travel advisors and they don't have a particular obligation or perhaps simply don't know how to assist you. They have limited resources at their disposal over the phone. If the issue is beyond their expertise, they will have to refer you to contact the resort or the cruise line directly, and then once again, you are on your own. With these large companies, you are just a number to them, and it will be too costly to offer you a comprehensive, personalized service. You know, the reality is, like any small business, travel advisors have a particular incentive to provide excellent service. They cannot afford losing a single client, so they usually go above and beyond in customer service to make their clients happy. Let me go over some non-commonly known advantages of using a travel advisor. Number one, your one-stop shop. Planning vacations may involve multiple components and may be very complex, such as multiple destinations, multiple travelers, travelers departing from different parts of the country, traveling to another country, bringing along kids, or perhaps bringing along pets, etc. You get the idea. Vacations can take time and effort to book, much less to make it as perfect as possible and not forget the important details. The larger the number traveling, the more complex it gets and harder to keep track of. You don't want to be on a vacation and then remember that you forgot to book a tour or to get tickets to a major attraction. Making one phone call to an expert that can take care of it and make all the reservations for your trip is a time saver. Travel agencies can arrange all or as much as you want in a one-stop shop. Travel advisors help you simplify the planning and the booking process for that ultimate vacation. They may also be able to save you money over time, as well as providing many other travel perks. Someone researching vacation options online will spend an average of 20 hours doing this. Time is money for many people, and having someone to work these issues is an incredible time saver. The second advantage is you get to book different modes of transportation in one place. This is similar to one-stop shop. You can access multiple modes from air flights, train tickets, cruises, rental cars, and get them all combined in addition to the tour as a package, all with a phone call to a travel advisor. If you are booking those by yourself, you're probably going to have to contact several travel companies to book even a short trip on your own. Another example is, if you are going to book a bucket list trip to Italy, you will have to book air with one company, then your airport pickup with a transfer company, or maybe a rental car company, then book your hotel with another, perhaps a tour with another company, then train tickets with another, and show reservations with even another company. So I think you get the picture. It is hard to keep up on how many companies you dealt with, and besides, is that what you want to do instead of just getting ready to enjoy your trip? Number three, describe options with pros and cons. Most travelers have some idea about what they are looking for and where they want to go. Many travel advisors can point you in the right direction in selecting the best itinerary, airline, cruise line, depending on your desire and expectation. They may know a bit more based on their experience about what type of trip you may enjoy. If they don't know about a particular location, they can research it for you. They can recommend the destination or travel experience better fitting to you. Some may provide you with their opinion about which itinerary is best for your family and give you some pros and cons so you can make a better decision. Number four, travel advisors' affiliations with industry leaders. Cruise companies and tour companies prefer to have relationships with organizations bringing them clients, and they cultivate these relationships by offering exclusive affiliations. Depending on the size of the travel agencies and the amount of regular travelers served, it makes sense to develop affiliations and share mutual knowledge to benefit the same clients. Many other relationships are also important. For example, connecting with organizations like American Express Travel, travel agency groups, Cruise Line International Association only can enhance travel services to a higher level. When a travel agency has earned its reputation with travel providers, they are recognized in resulting in exclusive offers just to them so they can pass that on to their clients. Number 5, getting a travel advisor. Travel advisors are just that, advisors to their clients. They are not just booking agents. Because they know the industry and they are also travelers, they are in a better position to advise the clients about issues that may benefit or impact their vacation. From weather conditions to packing the appropriate clothing, from specific travel restrictions or advisories related to the travel area, the conditions of the travel, and specific documentation that may be required to enter a certain country or region, and more. Valuable recommendations are sometimes quite expensive because it will require that you have experienced it yourself, having spent the money to gain that experience and learn while you can to get all the benefits included with your travel advisor. Number 6 is peace of mind. It is nice to have peace of mind knowing that someone is taking care of the essentials of your trip. Generally, travel advisors think ahead of situations that may affect your travel and use their experience to prevent those issues from happening. For example, the travel advisor who knows your specific requirements for dining or any special needs, etc., can make special arrangements for you upon arrival. If the travel advisor has done his homework, he will know what kind of details will enhance or improve your travel experience, like making accommodations for wheelchair escort, or maybe a birthday celebration arrangement. Personalized services. Travel advisors not only have access to the same products or services offered directly by those travel companies or cruise lines, but they can seek many other options at the same time. They have access to most travel providers, and they can be personalized for your vacation to your specific requirements. Generally, the process goes like this. They can have a short interview with the client, then categorize what type of travel will be more fitting to maximize the client's enjoyment. The travel advisor again uses his knowledge to match the client with the right vendor. Travel advisors try to develop relationships with their clients and learn as much as possible about their likes and dislikes. This type of information addresses most of the potential issues before they happen. Insider access to deals. Travel advisors also develop relationships with travel providers, and this relationship has a mutual benefit. The more connections and endorsements the travel vendor provides, the more trusted they are with the agency, and this brings the best offers and deals to the client. Value-added benefits and amenities. Some travel agencies may offer additional benefits by booking travel with them. Besides all the previous benefits already explained, travel advisors in certain cases may be able to request additional perks to clients, again depending on how much the providers value those advisors. For example, they may make group arrangements like getting specific times and tables for dining. They may be able to request reservations for facilities for special occasions. In the case with our agency, because of our affiliation with American Express Travel, we can offer our clients exclusive American Express benefits if you use our services. Another benefit, post-booking management. Travel advisors keep track of the booking even after the initial booking. They provide post-management customer service from processing payments, addressing updates about the trip, like flight changes or revisions. Travelers may be able to get additional assistance with excursion packages, extra hotel stays for pre-arrival or post-departure from the vacation. Even during the actual travel, travel advisors are available to assist if an issue occurs. Personal advocate. People are expected to learn all the rights involved when it comes to travel or dealing with travel providers. If you book travel yourself, generally, you have to deal with these companies, and perhaps you don't know much about what your rights are as a traveler. Most travelers are not lawyers or familiar with all the contractual obligations when making reservations with travel providers or cruise lines. Remember, it is still a contract when you make a reservation, and there are some obligations as a traveler and as a provider. Specialization is another benefit. Like any profession, travel advisors also specialize in areas of travel. Their expertise on that area of travel will benefit the client. There are some that specialize in cruises, and others they may specialize in river cruising, or a sandals resort, or even Adventures by Disney vacation. They can specialize in areas not typical to the average traveler. For instance, specializing in special needs travel, emphasizing on individuals requiring additional services, like wheelchair services, dialysis at sea, or other medical needs. Another example is business travel. It is an area that requires a specific agreement with business organizations to provide travel services for normal business travel, conventions, etc. Other special events or for travel that travel advisors can provide is faith-based travel, birthday celebrations, group travel, and much more. Another benefit is low-cost or free service. Travel advisors do not work for free. They get compensated for their effort in a form of commission. Depending on the specialization, some travel agents may charge fees for their initial service, and some may charge cancellation fees. Now, please recognize that any work performed by travel advisors comes with the expectation of getting paid. Sometimes the work can be very extensive, from research, booking, and management. The issue is that if the traveler cancels the trip, the travel advisor does not have any way to get compensated for his work unless there is a cancellation fee. Nowadays, most travel advisors operate from home as a home-based business. They usually provide the service with little overhead cost. In turn, they can offer the service with little cost to the traveler. Regardless if the travel advisor charges a fee or not, it is an amazing deal for the traveler. There is no question you will not get a better deal by getting high-quality service without any additional cost. Travel advisors are not necessarily the best option for every situation. Travelers will not necessarily benefit interacting with a travel advisor with very simple trips that can be purchased using an online website. It is not that I want to promote those websites, but in certain situations it makes sense. In these cases, it makes sense to book it yourself, like, for example, a weekend trip, a short escape to Vegas, or a trip to a casino, etc. Using a travel advisor in those circumstances, in my opinion, is a waste of your time and the travel advisor due to the effort being greater than the compensation. Reserve the use of an advisor for more complicated trips involving longer trips, group travel, and overseas tours. The advisor can use his expertise and connections to create the best vacation for you and your family, and the advisor will feel rewarded as well. I think we've covered a great deal of information on this podcast. As you've heard, travel advisors are people who are interested in helping you with booking your best vacation. Don't get me wrong here, it is a business, and they like to make money. The money will come if you have a high stream of returning clients and referrals because the travelers see great value in using their services. Travel advisors will not force you to book with them. Travelers can book using many choices, but if you book with a travel advisor, you will be aiding a small business. Travel advisors have an interest in your complete satisfaction. Even though I promote the use of travel advisors, to be honest, travel advisors are not adequate to every situation. If you are thinking about using a travel advisor for your next trip, at least you know what kind of service you will receive. I thank you for listening today. If you like what you've heard in this podcast, please subscribe. Your free subscription will help us greatly. If you have a particular question you would like an answer to related to travel, please send me your questions at Reese.Kilpack@cruiseplanners.com. That is reese.killpack@cruiseplanners.com and include the word podcast in the subject area. You can visit our website at www.grandmastertravel.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google. Search us at Grandmaster Travel. At the end of that, Grandmaster Travel, leave out the last E. The name of our podcast and our YouTube channel is Stunning Destinations. For our next podcast, I will answer, how do you become a travel advisor? You don't want to miss it if you are considering entering into this career or industry.